if you are a generous, good person, which I know you are, I'm 100% positive. I know you are a solid human being with a good heart who wants to help other people. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? I had an episode on this way back, episode 10. Oh my gosh. That's about 200 episodes ago. So I'm assuming that a little bit has changed over 200 episodes. And I'm assuming that maybe you are a new listener and you haven't already listened to episode 10. So I want to share a little bit of the value that comes out of episode 10 in my today's thoughts. The problem is that many podcasters are unwilling to monetize their podcast. Here's some of the issues. They feel like if they monetize, then they're doing their show for the wrong reason. They feel like they would be called a sellout, that people would judge them because they made money on their show. They feel like it would take away from the real message because people would know that this was somehow a business. So here's what I want to pour into you today. Similar to what was back on episode 10 about not being willing to monetize being a major pitfall that many podcasters will face. And I want to share with you some of my thoughts today, my insights on how can you be more ready and willing to monetize. Number one, I want you to remember that all of the things that you do should put money in your pocket. Maybe you're going to have a hobby or an interest that you pay for. Maybe your podcast, you specifically hope not to make money, and this podcast episode isn't for you. But if your podcast can make money, that's a benefit to you because then you have another stream of income and it won't cost you money. You can keep it going, whether it's a good economy or a bad economy. You can keep it going, whether you have your current job or not. If you lose your job or your business runs out and the podcast is making money, that is a benefit to you. It is helpful. And when we talk about financial advice, the most wealthy people in the world, this is 100% true. The top most wealthy people in the world have multiple streams of income. Even talk about Elon Musk. He owns SolarCity. He owns the Boring Company that bores holes through the earth so that big trains can go through without air resistance and stuff like that, without going through buildings. He's boring them in the ground. He also owns Tesla and he also owns SpaceX, right? One of the richest guys you've ever known has many streams of income. If you just think of, anyway, there's too many examples of people that have multiple streams of income. Love him or hate him, Donald Trump. He has many different streams of income, different types of hotels, different types of real estate investments, different types of businesses, different types of ventures and investments that he's making to get him, I guess, I haven't seen his taxes, but I guess he's a billionaire. So he's somebody that you could think about. If I want to get there, I've got to have multiple streams of income too. If you only have one source of income, it's risky. It's bad. So you want to be able to monetize as many things as you can in this life. And one of them is your podcast. Next point that I want to make is, when we think about having a podcast, we want our listener to know that we're doing it for the right reason. We don't want them to feel like we're a sellout. We just have to get over that feeling because I respect people that make money. And here's another thing. If you don't make money, if you're losing money, so many bad things can happen. Like think of all the good that you can do in the world if you have a higher income. Let's pretend you've got $100 in the bank. I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know. Let's just pretend you got only 100 bucks in the bank or less. How much good can you do in the world? You could buy 20 Big Macs for homeless people. That's about as well as you could do with 100 bucks. Okay, 20 Big Macs for homeless people. good for you, happy, or 20 Big Macs for the same homeless man. And every single day you could feed him a $5 burger. Or if, let's pretend like you had $1 billion in the bank, how much good could you do for the world? You could do a lot more, exponentially more. That's a lot of hamburgers. So by making more money, and this whole thought that I know a lot of people who read the Bible are concerned because they think that there's a part in there that says money is the root of all evil. I don't believe in that. I don't think it's true. I don't think you should believe that that's true. Money doesn't create evil. Greed is greed. And you can be a greedy effing asshole with money or without money. If you are a generous, good person, which I know you are, I'm 100% positive. I know you are a solid human being with a good heart who wants to help other people. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't. So since you are that person, I know that if you had $1 billion in the bank, sure, maybe you would have a fancy car, a better watch, a nicer house than you do today. But there's a lot of that money that you don't need. Even your kids don't really need it. You can create a bunch of jobs. You can build houses for a person in need. You can donate to a cause for cancer, for MS, for CF, whatever. You would be able to donate that money. You would be able to lend money to people or gift money to people. You would be able to create scholarships for people. So the point being, the more money you make, it is not a bad thing. And I will end with these couple thoughts. People say that they're afraid to lose money. That's true. Many people are afraid of failure. Did you know that many people are also afraid of success? They're afraid of making money. It sounds insane when you first hear it, because you're like, hell no, Adam. I want to make a lot of money. I would love to have $1 billion. But there's still this weird part of your heart that knows that if you made $150,000 extra dollars this month, or this week, $150,000 more this week, you might, most people would, feel like you did something slimy, that people were going to look at you bad because you've always looked at other people that were greedy bad, and you're associating the wrong things with that. We actually had a podcast episode about labels. Hopefully my team can put into the show notes today about labels. We're only a little past episode 200, and this was maybe in the high 190s, I think. The point is, it was a beautiful episode with a beautiful person inside and out, and it really helps you think. I want you to check it out if you get a chance. Scroll down. Maybe my editor would have already put that in the show notes for you. But it's the thing that we are afraid of failure, yes, but we're also afraid of success. We're afraid of success because we're like, I'm not that person. You're telling yourself a story of who you are is this less rich person than somebody who makes $150,000 a week. So you're like, that's not me. I don't do that. I don't buy those houses. I don't make that much money. I don't want that much money. You're like blocking. You're putting a glass ceiling, a threshold on yourself when you really have the potential. Love him or hate him, Donald Trump. I don't think he's the smartest guy. Okay. I don't know if I'm the smartest guy either, but I certainly think that I'm as capable as he is, and he's making billions of dollars. Why can't I? I mean, I should be able to do the same thing, and so should you. You're easily as intelligent. You could easily get the same network over time. You have the ability to make billions or hundreds of thousands a month or a week. You're just holding yourself back because you're afraid of the work that it might take. You're not sure if you can maintain it for a long period of time. You're scared you could fail. but also you're a little afraid that you might succeed, and you're afraid of what other people might think of you when you succeed. So just acknowledge that, that is a fact. It is a true thing for most of us as human beings, and we've got to consciously get over that stuff. There's many ways to monetize your show. I mentioned episode 10, and in episode 10 was just more help on getting over the fact that you are afraid to monetize. But if you also listen to episode 5 and 30, you'll get more strategic ways that you can monetize your podcast, because there are more ways than you think to be able to monetize. And you'll learn that by listening to episodes 30 and episode 5, which we will put in the show notes. I appreciate you listening. If there's one thing that I could ask you to do, it would be to just share our podcast, this podcast, and the value that it provides with a friend of yours. Share this show with one of your friends. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free. Or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.